99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
This is kind of a love story, so to speak.
A little bit.
From Reddit, a lady posts for support because she and her boyfriend decided to, they started dating about a year ago. They started, they moved in together for quarantine.
Yes. So they thought they would just make it easier. Yeah. And at the start, it was working out fine until there was one little problem that kept popping up.
Yeah. He kept missing the toilet when he'd go number one. So, you know.
Stepping in it.
And listen, I get it. I get it. Okay. Being a guy, sometimes you don't have control necessarily over where it goes.
But do you clean up after yourself?
I do. I have three women in my house.
Of course, you have to.
Right.
Okay. Well, so this guy wasn't getting it.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't get it. So she thought, okay, what I'm going to do is, and by the way, this is all anonymous. It's just on Reddit.
Exactly. But she did, you know, talk to him about it, asked him. He's just like, sorry. And then it kept happening.
Yeah, it kept happening.
She did approach him with it first.
She kept stepping in it. So then she decided she was going to lay down puppy training pads.
But she like cut it out to make like a skirt.
Yeah, yeah. Around the toilet. Now, he didn't like it.
He was all mad
saying that she was calling him a dog and all this stuff.
She wasn't thinking that at all. She's like, I'm just being resourceful. I'm solving the problem.
Yes. So here's the thing. Then she goes to Reddit and is like, okay, so what do you, did I cross a line? What's the deal? And Reddit being Reddit, dives in and is like, hey, listen, you know, if he's going to pee like an animal, you can treat him like an animal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look.
Most people agree. This one said, my 9-year-old son used to do this. It stopped when I made him clean it up by himself every single time. After about a week of cleaning up pee 5 times a day, he learned to aim and he's 9.
Listen, this is guy things.
Oh, I'm living this life right now. Right. I have a 10-year-old.
Right. I was going to say guy things and learning how to control it.
And then there's splatter.
When it control it is, that is something that takes time and patience and practice.
And lights. Don't pee in the dark.
Well, you're right.
Yes.
The worst is when you stumble in, the lights off, because you're trying not to wake up in the middle of the night. And you start to go, and you don't hear the water hit the water.
What are you peeing on?
I know, you're like, the tile! So, anyways,
All right, I'm team pee-pee pads. I'm going to go ahead and officially be on the record supporting her. I'm team pee-pee
pads. Listen, yeah, I mean, this guy just needs to grow up and learn how to either A, clean up after himself, or B, be older than a 9-year-old.
He's got to understand it's disgusting to step in it. He doesn't want to do it, right?
100%.
All right.